Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With important lessons learned in and out of the classroom, a college education is more important than ever these days. And as Jenny Stuber, associate professor of sociology at the University of North Florida, explains, the way students experience university life is often dependent on their expectations.
The biggest divide in higher education today is the social class divide. Whether in terms of enrolling in college, attending a selective college, or finishing their degree, students from higher income backgrounds have significantly better outcomes than those from lower income backgrounds. My research, however, shows that even when working and upper middle class students graduate from the same college or university, they often walk away with very different and very unequal college credentials. I found that students from different social class backgrounds arrive on campus with different cultural orientations to college. Students from wealthier backgrounds generally have an expansive view of college life, that it's about academics and social experiences and activities like study abroad, Greek life, and clubs and organizations. Students from lower income families, by contrast, have a more restrictive view of college life, that it's about academics and achieving a degree above all else. These different cultural orientations to college result in social inequalities because by being involved in social and extracurricular activities, students from wealthier families end up adding to their social and cultural capital while on campus. By contrast, students from lower income families acquire human capital by completing their degree, but are less likely to get involved in activities that add to their social or cultural capital. My research also suggests that there are things that colleges and universities can do to help close the social class gap. Initiatives like first-year programs and on-campus housing policies can have a significant and positive impact on how students think about college and how that impacts their opportunities to acquire social and cultural capital.
That was Jenny Stuber of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, co-professor stuff.